T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number 2. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing.
A well-hydrated Johnny V.
All right, after go get you a little water there, bud.
Yes, sir.
I'm working out on that coffee this morning. Ooh. It's got water in it.
Are you a light roast or a dark roast kind of guy?
Man, I'm a K-cup guy, so I'm okay. Really hooked on the Nantucket blend.
Ooh, look at you.
And
fancy Nantucket.
You know, I do Colombian, and, you know, I mix them up, but go-to, day in and day out, I like that Nantucket blend in the Green Mountain.
There you go.
You know, during the break, I was, you know, I'm watching ESPN, and I never watch them that much anymore because we never get the respect we're due in Houston. You know, I don't know why that is. Don't even care. But you'd think after we 3 straight seasons, we've won over 100 games, been to the World Series and won it once, and almost went again last year. We were 1 game away from doing that, and now it's looking pretty good for us. And all they could show on that last highlights was that mediocre catch that Aaron Judge made last night in right field. He just happened to fall down on the ground and make it look even better than it was. That's an everyday catch for our outfielders.
Yeah.
they could have caught that ball behind their back.
You know what's going to be on just the Astros bragging, highlight reel is putting all those Yankee fans out of the stadium. That thing
that
wasn't
was
even a
classic. Hey, it was a ghost town in
that
there after
the 6th.
That wasn't
even a quarter end. Full.
Hey, when Correa emptied that park last night with that, with that bomb he hit, I loved it, man. God, I love beating the Yankees. Okay, and I always said all the way through, we knew we were going to the playoffs, but I said, I want the Yankees. Something about it. You beat them, then nobody can say anything about it. I said, hey, you beat the best. The Bronx Bombers, we got them. All right. Well, speaking of Bombers, let's run over to Lake Houston. Let's talk to our good friend John Littleton, see what's shaking in his neighborhood this morning. John, what's going on, bud?
Oh, man, Mickey, just listening to the show and enjoying the conversations with everybody. Sounds pretty good out there.
Oh, it's all good in the hood, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I trying to get another cup of coffee. I'm more of a dark roast guy, though. I grew up in Louisiana, so, you know, I got to stick to the old community coffee, you know.
Well, the community's good, but it's I'm a K-cup, one cup at a time, because I used to waste a lot of coffee. And
You
know, make a whole pot for myself and nobody else would drink it, and then I'd have to pour all that coffee out. And once Keurig came out with those single cup coffee makers, I'm just got one here in the studio, got 2 at home. I got one I travel with when I go deer hunting.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm just a spoiled brat, I guess. Boy, I love my coffee.
Yeah.
When you keep the hours I do, you got to learn to love coffee. It's a way of life.
Yeah, I know. I have one in my office, and, you know, I'll get 1 or 2 cups a day. You know, I like a good cup of coffee after lunch, you know, so it's just me.
Man, no, I love an afternoon cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know. You know,
I'm with
you,
man.
Up early. I know you do, and I do, and, you know, heck, I don't get that cup of coffee. I could take a little nap, you know, so...
Man, I got to figure out how to get one on my boat, and for like in the afternoons in the wintertime. There's, man, you know, you put it in the thermos and all that, and take it out there. It's just not the same.
No, it's not. It's not the same. So yeah, that might be a good investment for you, Mickey. You know, I'm still trying to work on that air conditioning my bass boat. That's not
Have it coming out of the floor of the boat. That would be sweet in the summertime.
I know it, man. You can get heated seats. So, you know, I need an air conditioned seat or something. and it gets hot. But yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure one of these guys will come up with something, and you know, it's just another what, you know, it's only another grand or two.
Break out, you know, another thousand, heck? Baby. That's what boat stands for.
That's it. I know it. It seems like it every day. I keep looking at them, but man, you know, 60 grand at plus. It's just, wow.
Man, you know,
nothing wrong with mine.
Wish I had the money to have me a nice bass boat on the side too. Golly, that'd be sweet. I love Gucci'd up bass boats. They are so fine.
Yeah. It's, you know, when I ordered mine in 2009, mine's 2009. It's still going good, you know, and you know, I spec'd it out exactly like I wanted it. You know, I'm not a big bells and whistles guy. You know, I mean, I don't need chrome cup holders and
need something adequate. Yeah,
and all this stuff. I need a good electronics, good outboard, good trolling motor, and I'm pretty good with that. You know. So.
Hey, you remember when Triton came out with that TX21, with the non-skid saltwater floor in it?
Yep.
I fished out of one of those one time. Whip Marine had a demo like that, and the guy that worked there, he and I went trout fishing in it. Man, that was nice. Golly, it was a nice boat.
Yeah. I like that old carpet. You know, it still works pretty good.
It's comfortable.
Spray it down, clean it, you know, every once in a while. So.
Well, for, you know, saltwater fish, they're so bloody and slimy.
Yeah.
And, boy, that carpet would just... Boy, you could smell me coming around the corner if I had a carpeted boat. Hey, no matter how much you wash, you can't get all that slimy stuff off the floor, man, on carpet.
No, I finally wiped my boat down. I thought I was done for the year. You know, we fished last championship last weekend and did pretty good. You know, the fishing was good. We just catching a bunch of 2-pounders.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, we had a big fish weighed in last weekend, a 712. So, you know, that's a
good bass for Lake Easton, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And it's hard to beat a team when they catch, you know, 4 swimmers and have a 712.
That's a kicker right there.
Yeah. You got to have those. We're just not on any, you know, big fish. You can go out there and catch 15 or 20 2-pounders, but, you know, you've got to have those kickers to win. We ended up second, but, you know, it's still, you know, got a paycheck, but, you know, it's, you always want that W. You know, you always
want
that win.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what everybody enters for, is to win, but second's respectable, and, hey, you gave it all team effort there, bud.
There you go. But ran into a new little group of guys. I heard about a tournament coming up this next weekend. And they apparently they've been fishing Lake Houston. I've never heard of it. And it's called Bayou Bassin. So, you know, they start their new year actually out on Lake Houston on the 29th. So that's next Saturday. So I might venture out there and fish.
There's you another excuse, you know, to fish there, bud.
Yeah, well, it's too close to deer season. You know, I'm going to go to the deer lease this weekend and, you know, check the cameras and top off the feeders and try to kill a couple wasp nests we got going on and, you know, get ready for that and kind of looking forward to it. We finally got a little cooler weather, so I hope it sticks around to opening weekend at least. You know, I hadn't looked at no long-range forecast, but, you know, it's kind of hard to get settled into the old deer stand when you're swatting mosquitoes and sweating. And so, you know, I don't know. You were talking about, you know, people going and, you know, wanting to come and kill all them big monsters, you know, but, man, you know, I haven't ate too many horns that taste good. You know, it's kind of
well, no, you know, and everybody's monster is different than other people's. But you know, I just I don't like it when somebody kind of belittles somebody for shooting a a small deer or whatever, you know, that may be the only time they had off to hunt, and they wanted to get them, you know, fill a tag and get them some meat in the freezer or whatever. And, you know, that's the way deer hunt. Everybody has their own way. But don't, you know, don't make fun of somebody for shooting something that you wouldn't shoot. And
right.
That's what's great about deer hunting. It satisfies all different kinds of people.
Right.
It's about the hunt. But, you know, it's about the experience and, you know, the meat and, you know, the whole nine yards. It's all a, you know, it's all an experience, outdoor experience.
It is. It is. I, you know, I killed a spike opening day last year and I bet he tasted good, too. He was awesome. And, you know, Mickey, it was a deer we've been seeing for about 3 years. We knew it wasn't going to, you know, develop or anything.
Sure.
We watched it, and, you know, it's just, hey, he was there, and I needed to fill the tag and put some meat in the freezer and opening day, so go ahead and get that out of the way.
Well, the only thing that really bothers me is when somebody will shoot like a 1 or 2 year old 10-point.
Yeah.
You know, but and a lot of people don't know. They don't know how to gauge a deer or judge it. And,
right.
You know, people make mistakes. But for anybody that's got any kind of hunting experience at all, there's no sense in taking a, you know, a young deer like that that's got the potential to grow in to be something really good, you know, four or 5 years down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's even like with fishing. You know, Mickey, I know y'all catch a lot of fish, and I've been hearing you catching a lot of little fish, and, you know, that's your future, you know.
That's it. It is.
You know? So it's like with us with bass fishing, you know. Yeah, we're going out here and catching all them 2-pounders, but, you know, we're taking care of them, Mickey. I mean, you know, even like last weekend, we didn't have a dead fish weighed in, you know. So,
sure.
It, you know, the people just take care of the resources, you know. We just take care of the fish.
And, well, especially you bass guys, y'all are a lot more savvy to that. And, you know, catch and release and these live weigh-ins, it saved your resource. Because I can remember when bass fishing was at a critical stage in this state.
Yep.
It was bad.
Yeah. Well, a lot of fish dying, you know. But, there's a lot of good products out there and, you know, to help you with that and,
sure.
and people getting educated a lot better on, you know, fish care. And, you know, even with us fishing tournaments, you bring a dead fish in, you know, you get a 1/2 pound penalty. You know, a half a pound, that's a lot in a bass tournament.
It is when
sometimes
everybody else is.
Win or lose.
That's,
you know,
when they're stacked up, you don't have to tell me about dead fish on the way in. It's cost me several events in the day, back in the day. It hurts.
Yeah,
especially when you got three of them in one weekend. You know, you're catching them on top waters and those top water, and you got to have the top water on to catch the big ones. Because if you use a tail or anything else, you're catching all, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 pounders. And if you really want those better fish, you got to roll a top water through them. And sometimes those treble hooks will catch those gills. And then, man, once they're bleeding, you're just toast, but you got to have that fish. You throw him back in the water, he's going to die. You might as well put him in the live well and hope you can make a check off of him.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I catch a lot of my fish out at Lake Houston on crankbaits, you know, and they're smaller crankbaits. You know, they're not your DD-22s and, you know, and a lot of the fish I catch, you know, heck, you can't even see the crankbait. You know, but you got to just take your time and, you know, don't just rip the hooks out, you know, take your time and get the hooks out. And again, you know, I've mentioned it before, I carry peroxide in my boat, and I'll take a cap full and pour it down in there, and it'll help, you know, seal that little wound up, you know, so, you know, from those hooks, and it helped keep them alive. But we try, you know, to try our best to keep them alive. Every once in a while, know, we'll have one that'll die, but, you know, that'll happen. And it's usually the one that you don't think's going to die. So, you know.
Right.
But
well, that's good info, John. I've got a roll, man. I'm up on a break.
No
but
problem.
Always a pleasure visiting with you. Throw them out a number somebody wants to call you.
Sure. 281-222-8544. And, you know, still people come out and come out and catch you some fish in Lake Houston. It's an awesome place right around the corner.
That's it, right in our backyard. Thank you, John.
Have a
good weekend.
All right. We'll
see
talk
you, man.
To you later.
All right, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 522 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up Richland Chambers way now, and let's talk to Royce Simmons, see what's up with him. I haven't talked to him in a while. Hey, Royce, good morning.
Hey, man. Just catching up on the news. I went to sleep last night, but you guys held on for a victory, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, I hate to disappoint those fans. That's it. Take it all today. Just bring it back on.
You know, I hadn't kept up quite as close, just, you know, pulling for you buddies down there. But is today the makeup day, or what's the deal on that?
No, yesterday, last night was the makeup.
Okay.
And see, we go 2-3-2 with home field advantage. We play the first two here, 3 on the road, and then bring 2 back home if we need to. Hopefully there won't be any home games. We'll just have the championship, and we can focus on the Washington Nationals and get 4 more under our belt and bring that trophy back to Houston where it belongs.
Be pulling for you. Be pulling for you.
Best team in baseball.
We've been doing a little fishing up here. Y'all been doing any down there? This morning said it's a disturbance again down there.
Yeah, it's going to just pass us out in the Gulf. It's not going to come inland, they claim. It's going to spin off to the north, and that's good news for us, and we don't need any more of that mess. And
it has felt so good the last few days.
It has, hasn't it? Golly, it feels just so good, brother.
I've seen the waterfowl start to show up, which is
awesome.
Probably about 30 days overdue, but I got monarchs coming through. I got 52, 55-degree weather this morning, light south breeze, and we moved to, not exclusively, because I'm going to try a little white bass today after we get our limit on the catfish, but
right.
The white bass just got a little tough on us about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so we've moved to the catfish a little earlier than what we normally do, but have been doing really, really well on eater-sized fish. The bigger fish just, they seem to like that colder water, so it's still hanging in there in the 70s, which is just a little unusual for almost leaving October, but it is what it is. The bite's been good, and we've been making a little 10 or 12 mile trip up the Richland Arm, fishing that timber on the creeks like we do normally, you know, November, December, January, and whatever. But it's been good. It's been finally fall is here. Just waited so long for it.
You and the rest of us.
As my cohorts on the Conroes and Livingston whacking the whites and stuff pretty good, or you hear from anybody over there?
Yeah, Conroe is they're into that catfish mode right now. They're really catching nice catfish. The hybrids are a little slow. They're really inconsistent right now. But black bass a little slow for some. And
I use the word inconsistent too, to the point that
it's a good word.
Adam, right.
If you're a fisherman, it's a great word, man.
Adam tried them on Monday for about 2 hours, and I think he had a dozen or so whites, some undersized hybrids, 1 or 2 keeper hybrids, and his folks got a little antsy, so he came on up the creek and joined me and got his he didn't limit out because they only had a couple hours. I had about 40 catfish for a mom, a dad, and an older child. So, you know, it's pretty easy fishing. They don't just take it out of your hands and go with it. But, you know, if you fished a little bit before, just watch that tip. I'm a tip watcher. I don't even hold that pole. I just sit there and watch it. And And I tell folks the real key on catching these catfish this time of the year when they're just not, you know, running with it is just get that good short hook set, and then it's on. Most of them 1 to 3 to 4 pound eaters, blues and channels mixed in, but
right,
man, it's this lake is just so full of catfish that it's sure a go-to in the fall and winter that we've had to the last few years when those scaly fish just get a little tough. So that's kind of it. And I look forward to it. It's a nice break for a few months between graphing and running all over the lake looking for those scale fish.
Scale fish. Rough fish.
Rough fish.
That's it, man.
Matter of fact, got
to give him rough fish a break.
Almost every trip you'll hook into a big old buffalo carp too, and you think, man, I got a 15-20 pound blue, and then it's on, getting that ready, and here he comes up. But you got a kiddo in the boat, that's a picture moment, so you know it's all good. Well, I don't know much of a whole lot going on up here, but I had missed you the last few times. We're here. We got plenty of weekday openings this time of the year, but the Saturdays, they still book us pretty far in advance, and trying to get November calendar filled up pretty good, and then it really slows for us for a couple of months. And
well, I was getting worried about you. I was fixing to send the Coast Guard out looking for you, man.
Water shape's pretty good. We don't have anything coming your way, obviously. We're about 2.5 foot low. But,
thank you very much. Keep it that way, would you?
Well, we've I know you hadn't needed any, but we've actually needed some rain and got one or two little, you know, quarter to half inch type stuff just to kind of remind us what it feels like in the last week or two. But these little fronts hadn't given us much water. That's just kind of, you know, blown on through with a north breeze for a day or two.
Well,
it's in good shape. Water's clear. Like I say, temp's still in the 70s. And if we have a last hurrah with these whites and hybrids in the fall, it'll be in the next week or two, because I think we got another little front coming
Monday. Yeah, probably
yep.
Sunday for you and Monday for us, and then another one, a pretty good one, later in the week. Yes, sir.
Seems like in the spring we're always waiting for it to hit about 62 or 65, and in the fall kind of the same thing, coming off of those, you know, 80 degree temperatures, and it's still acting like it's almost September, but you know, the mornings now are at least crisp. Got to have your hoodie on to make that boat ride.
Yes, sir. All right, Royce. Well, I'm glad we reached each other this morning.
We are laughing well.
All right. Well, hey, throw them out a valuable number. They want to come up to Richland Chambers, bud.
We can hook them up with a cabin and a fishing trip. 903-389-4117. GoneFishing.biz on the web. And good luck to the Strohs. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, buddy. Thank you, Roy. See you, man. All right. That's Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coached all these boys in baseball out there in Barbers Hill. He had a new addition to the family with his new wife, and well, his only wife he's ever had. My niece, Angela, she had a baby girl. So they popping them out everywhere. There's something going on in Chambers County I ought to know about.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda. And some places in between.
Yeah, I can remember when Bob Stevenson used to do this.
Oh, I can too. I miss those guys too.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. Eastwood, y'all be careful.
East man. I wish it was Eastwood with Clinton.
I'm sorry.
All right, buddy. make my day.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make my day.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment of the Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 right here in the Bayou City, and everybody feeling pretty good. Some are droggy. They made the long haul with the Astros last night, but it was worth every minute of it. All right, let's get back to our phone lines, and let's go over to Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke and see what is shaking with my good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. Texas City Dave, what is happening?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How are you?
All I can say is go Astros and take it back.
Yes, sir. I'm on the wagon.
We're
on the train.
We're limping a little bit after staying up so late. I rode it out as long as I could, and sometime in between the game ended and the time I crawled in the car to make my way to the dike, we got a shower. We had some rain.
There's been a little light stuff in the air this morning. You know, I had a little one at my house, and when I got up, and the roads were wet, but at least it's not going to be any torrential rain. It's going to miss us, so
no, we'll sir. Take it. I made my way out here to the end, and it's really nice. The air is about as clean as it's going to get out in these parts, and I'm looking at 64 degrees, and that's a far cry as to what that temperature was a week or two ago, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We'll take it.
I mean, we were still sitting around that upper 70, 80-degree mark, and so this really feels nice, and the fishermen are enjoying every minute of it, too. We've got a nice crowd out here this morning. I imagine quite a few of them probably made an all-nighter out of it. A lot of the big rods are out, so I know that some of those cats are trying to catch some bull ridge and some black crumb.
Yep.
And some flounder have started to make their way. But, you know, we talked about it this summer. We've just had a pretty good steady, not so much a run, but catches of flounder along the dike and in the channel. So, you know, when they make changes in the limits and such, you know, we always want to say, man, 1 year later or so, you know, you start seeing something improving, that might be what it is. But I think for the most part, you have to look at a little bit further down the line, maybe 5 years or even more before you can probably base a pretty good opinion on that. But it's just, bottom line, it's just good to see the fish. Last year it was kind of slim pickings around here for
numbers are up. It makes a difference, man.
Yeah. And but I'm glad to see it. In fact, in our little flounder tournament there, Boyd's, we've got one young lady caught just under 6 pounds. So that's a nice early flounder.
Yes, it is.
I think 594 or 595 or something like that. And and about four or five other ones that are in the pretty close to that four and a half range. So that's good. We've got a real good turnout in our little tournament so far. So we're looking forward to seeing how that pans out. A pretty good croaker run. You know, we just don't have the – we talk about it on, you know, speckled trout and everything else. We don't have the size of those bull croakers that we used to have years ago. We'll see some every now and then. You know, you'll get one, you go, oh, man, look at that 13-inch or whatever. But it was kind of common back in the day. But
that used to be an old average mediocre croaker back in the day.
Yeah, they,
you know,
look like
this time of year.
They look like spotless rat reds is kind of what they looked like back then. The numbers are up, though. There's a lot of folks out here that are catching some that are big enough to put in the ice chest and take home and cook, and as we all know, they're very good table fare. So I'm glad to see the croaker run. We had a pretty good one last year as well. I know they were catching a bunch of them off on the beachfront off the piers, and I saw some great reports there as well. But so sheephead, and there's some folks that are still out here with the lights and generators. I haven't seen a trout caught here lately, but I just haven't spent too much time looking. But they're out here, so chunking some plastic. So wouldn't be surprised if there might be catching a sand trout or two. It may be an occasional speck. Water didn't look too awful bad on the channel side. I walked a couple of gulp around the pier pilings yesterday afternoon just to take a look. The water looked great. Lots of finger mullet in the water. So I think we're right on the edge of some real good fishing here on the dike, Mickey.
Yes, sir. I'm with you on that one. good numbers of flounder already being caught. You know, a lot of reds at the jetties, man. They're just smoking them out there, and trout in the bay. So it's we're looking a lot better right now than we were early in the year.
Yes, sir. I think that I know that y'all have really had your share of fresh water up in your neck of the woods, and but the shrimpers are one of our shrimpers moved back up north up. I think he keeps his boat at the Houston Yacht Basin. I think we have a slip there that we rent out for the shrimpers when they're. So I know that the water's improving up that way too, because he's going back up there and he's catching shrimp there, and they're looking good. The shrimp in our tanks this morning are really good size. They're just a good mix, and so I'm really glad to see that. Now I watched a couple of boats come in on our dock yesterday afternoon when I was out there messing around with that Gulf lure, and they had some pretty good catches of live shrimp as well, and so just overall I think we're in pretty good shape, and I'm so glad to hear that. And flounder, I think we're right on the edge. And if I can mention, like, I don't know if you heard of it or not, but there's a big flounder tournament every year that comes up in our area down here. It's our buddy Hunter Welch with Fish Sticks Rods holds that one called Who's Your Flatty Daddy?
Who's Your Flatty Daddy?
Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday.
Well, it's tomorrow, and you probably, like I say, if you've been talking about, you know all about it. I went by his place yesterday and dropped off one of the oxygen bottles for a raffle or a door prize or whatever, but we're excited to support him. He's such a good guy, just a great family all the way around. He does a lot for the area around here and a lot of charitable stuff, and his tournament is big, and I'm just really looking forward to hanging around down there tomorrow for a couple hours and spending some time with him and visiting with some folks as well. But it's not too late to even get on that tournament. I think he's good until 11:59 tonight, and you just get on Fish Sticks on Facebook, and I'm sure he can fix you up and get you in that tournament. And anything you enter in his tournament, if you're in our boy tournament, you could double whammy. If you catch a big fish, bring that fish over and weigh it in ours, and we'll just we'll treat you right. But anyway, Mickey, as you can tell, don't take much to get me excited. And when I see the weather like it is and fish being caught and the Astros winning, hey, we're blessed.
I'm telling you. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Boyd's and get them some good fresh shrimp or get some of that quality bait for the flounder run and all that, what's the best way to get a hold of you fellas down there?
Well, thank you, Mickey. We're at 227 Dyke Road on the Texas City Dyke. As soon as you come on the dyke, we're on the right-hand side there. And our phone number is 409-945-4001. We've got finger mullet. We've got guys chasing some of those big old Rambo mudfish this morning, and plenty of live shrimp and a good variety of dead, and all the we got a good sale on shrimp. I'll leave it go at that, but I'm going to be putting it out this morning on Facebook on some 1618. So we'll try to get everybody covered. Mickey, thank you for another good Friday visit.
Hey, always welcome, Dave, and you have a great weekend. Always a pleasure hearing from you.
All right, go Astros. Let's wrap it up tonight, buddy.
Let's do it. Let's get it over with. Bring it back, baby. Bring it back.
What's going on?
How are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little tired this morning. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't make it through the whole game last night. I've been going to bed real early, and I actually fell asleep before Osuna came in and closed it out. I watched the recap this morning. But making it work, man. Another day. Getting in a lot of days right now. Haven't had many days off, which I'm thankful for.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you ought to be thankful. The year you've had and I've had and everybody else, you know, it's been.
I'm telling you, man. Even
how does Blog say it? The struggle is real.
Yeah. Yeah, we go through those times too. We all do. But no, man, everything's good. Fishing's been above average. Been pretty good, actually, for a while now, for a couple of weeks.
And, well, it depends on what our average is now, you know. But, no, you've been doing good, and so has James. Yeah. And I'm hats off to you guys for gutting it out all year and working hard, because y'all do put in your time.
Like I always say, man, you got to fish through the tough times. And we've done it, and hopefully this, what we're seeing now, lasts, and we don't get a big flood or anything. But no, man, it's pretty good. No real size to the fish, but we've got catching a lot of trout.
And, that's all right.
Quite a few reds. I mean, we've had a couple of trout pushing four, But yesterday our fish got a lot smaller. It's not a lot of keepers. Just instead of 18 to 20 inches, they were like 15 and a half to 18s, which I'm fine with that too. I'm fine with that. But our reds really showed up yesterday. We caught the reds really good, slot reds.
Good.
But overall, man, it's been the end of last week was good. Well, most of last week was good. And then starting Monday, I was off Saturday and Sunday. And from Monday on, it's been good. The only blip I had on the radar was Wednesday. We almost didn't go, and we decided to go. And that was when that little front was – it was supposed to blow through that morning about 7 and be done. And instead it just lingered. And we fished – we honestly didn't fish for not even 20 minutes. And I just don't – I don't do electricity. And that that lightning was so close to the water. It was like that streak lightning that went across the surface and just kind of suspended in the sky horizontally. And our rod tips were buzzing and all that kind of good stuff. And I said, nope, we're going in. And we waited for like an hour. And that frontal boundary, instead of just pushing through like a normal front, it kind of swept from west to east. I don't know if you saw that Wednesday.
Oh, I did.
But yeah, and it just stayed on top of us, and finally we said, you know what, let's just do this a different day.
Yeah, and that rain that kept really... just training right up the coast, right over, you know, us, it, you know, from the west. Wouldn't stop.
Yeah. But finally starting to see a fall pattern, and we did catch a couple in those few casts. We caught a couple of fish. I mean, we landed right on top of them, but it doesn't matter. We really didn't fish. But and then that was Wednesday, and then yesterday was – we caught a lot of fish yesterday. And like I said, they just weren't as big. But I am seeing more of a traditional fall pattern here in the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
What are you keying in on, Steve? I mean, what are you – you know, depth of water wise and bait and slicks. What's your go-to pattern right now? That's
our water depth. Of course, our tides are bulled up. They got real high again yesterday morning, and some of these about half the fish we caught yesterday, in all honesty, were in places where my boat would normally be sitting on dry land. Not dry land, but I'd be run aground.
Sure.
And so 2 to 4 feet of water. Mainly, and working a lot of bio drains. I'm getting in that nook and cranny time of year for me, what I do.
Yeah, funnel
little
points.
Guts. Yep, little guts and just scattered clusters of shell. You know, we call them towheads, of course, and that kind of stuff. And they slicked really good Monday and Tuesday. Popped a lot of slicks. And then yesterday, didn't see many slicks, saw a few, but had some birds pecking around and had a few color changes. You know what kind of wind we had yesterday.
Sure.
It was pumping yesterday morning, man. It was northeast at like 18 knots.
Goodness.
And, yeah, we got our butts handed to us going to our first spot, but but it was worth it. But thank God for trim tabs and Boston Whalers.
Yeah.
But no, that's about it. Just
if the ride don't kill you, the fishing will.
That's right. But throwing still on the real dark color pattern for me, the lightest colors we've thrown are like, you know, kind of your neutral colors, pumpkin seed, chicken on a chain. But mostly still throwing Texas roach.
Right.
The water's gotten better and better and better, and I think I heard Tech City Dave talking about it over there clearing up, but I think I heard him say that when I first got in the truck. But getting a good, at least where I'm at, starting to get a lot more green water moving in. Of course, a lot of that has to do with these bull tides, but
yes.
We're getting some really good tide flushes.
Well, you're going to have a bunch this morning. It's really bulled up this morning.
Really?
Yes. A lot higher than yesterday.
Really higher than yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was real high, but everything's clicking, man. Water temperature's been ranging anywhere from 70 to 74, depending on where you're at, time of day, how deep water you're in. Not seeing a lot of mullet, but I'm seeing a lot of shad, and these fish that we're cleaning are just chock full of shad. And I'm seeing more different age classes of trout than I've been seeing in the last few months. You know, there for a while, if you remember, we were catching either 12, 13, 14 inchers or 2 pounders, nothing really in between.
Sure.
Like we're missing a couple age classes. And in the last couple weeks, man, I'm seeing little ones and 16 inchers. We've had a couple of 22, 23 inchers. So a good mix of really two, anywhere from 1.5 to 4-year-old fish, which is really good to see. I don't know where the hell they came from, Mickey, but we've got some fish, man, in certain
areas. Came around
that
corner, man.
I guess so.
Coming back with a good water.
Like one of my guys asked me today, he said, man, where do these fish, because some of these guys fish me once a month, and they fished with me through the tough times, and one of them said, man, where do these fish come from? I said, you know what, I'm done trying to figure it out. I really don't care where they came from. I'm just glad they're here, you know. but no, I'm with you. It's all good. All good. Astros won. Everything's good.
The only time I really got insecure and nervous feeling, other than the first inning, was when Presley came in. But, hey, he did good last night, you know, because the last couple of – you know, he just face it, he just hadn't been right since he had that knee cleaned out.
No, he hadn't.
But he looked like his old self last night. His fastball had a lot of pop on it and movement, and his curveball was just roll off the table. It was good stuff. So
yeah, there was a couple of moments I was kind of concerned there with our – when Yankees had the bases loaded. If they'd
twice had that happen. Oh, goodness.
If they'd have capitalized just a couple of times, it would have been a different outlook for sure. But thank God that we won, man. That just, we can breathe a little easier now, especially with who's coming up pitching for us. And then only one game left there and two at home if necessary. So I'm kind of pumped about that, man. But how about those Yankee fans? Good grief. Did you see what they were doing to Greinke in the bullpen while he was warming up? His social anxiety disorder, talking about his mom and everything. No class whatsoever. Jeez. But
well, they better hope they don't have to come back to H-Town because we can dish it out as good as we can take it.
You better believe it.
they don't want to come back here, not after what we saw.
They don't
want to
mess with all
week.
These Texas rednecks.
No, I tell you what, we let the boys loose. We'll bring the hood in on them, man.
There you go.
All right, Steve. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get hooked up with you and – oh, and plus, I'd like to add too, you write a column in the Texas Saltwater Magazine every month. So if somebody wants to follow you on that, you put out a really good article, and
I enjoy
it. Well,
I'm not a very good writer,
good
but
job.
I give it a hell of an effort.
Oh, boo! You do a great job, man. But
yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, put your number out. Somebody wants to call you and get over to sunny San Leon and go live the dream.
Yeah, man, I do actually, believe it or not, I have some right in the middle of November. I've got 4 or 5 days strung together for some reason that I'm open.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a great November, but 409-256-7937.
Well, good. Hold me one open. If it don't get any better up my way, I'm coming down your way.
Oh, no. We're going to go anyway.
We'll book you out.
We're going to go wait
buddy.
Somewhere. All right,
get James in on that action.
Hell yeah.
We'll go out there and we'll have us a score tracker update all day,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy. Good grief.
Oh,
okay.
God. That'll be funny. All right. Well, Steve, you have a good one, and good luck today. Break a leg, my friend.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, bud. Take care.
All right.
All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman over in San Leon. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But go Stros tonight. Verlander, do your thing, brother. And Johnny B., thanks for rolling them up. And I'll see everybody in the morning right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.